From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Supreme Court has revived a land transfer agreement letting a cross remain on public property. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the decision was 5-4.
In 1934, the veterans of foreign wars erected a large cross on an outcropping of rock in the Mojave Desert, land owned by the government. The purpose was to honor American soldiers who died in World War I. Decades later, a retired Park Service ranger who often visited the area challenged the cross as an unconstitutional government endorsement of religion. The lower courts agreed. That prompted Congress to give the land on which the cross stood to the VFW in a land transfer. But the lower courts ruled that action was an evasion of its order to dismantle the cross. Now the Supreme Court has disagreed with the lower courts and is sending the case back to the lower courts. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Coast Guard will set floating oil on fire in the Gulf of Mexico. This is supposed to start this hour. It's leaking from a pipe that was part of a deep drilling rig that exploded and collapsed last week. 11 workers are missing and feared dead. The oil slick has spread for hundreds of miles in every direction, and now part of it's threatening Louisiana marshlands. The Coast Guard wants to try to stop it before it gets there. The calendar says late April, but the weather in parts of upstate New York and New England looks more like mid-January. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports heavy, wet snow makes life difficult for many today.
Here in Saranac Lake in New York's Adirondack Mountains, the week began with local folks in shorts and t-shirts. But yesterday morning, the snow started falling and it hasn't let up since. A winter weather advisory is still in effect for parts of New York and Vermont. Maureen Brightback with the National Weather Service in Burlington, Vermont, says spring weather will make a quick return.
Friday and Saturday, start to see temperatures raise significantly and could even see 70s by the weekend.
In the meantime, the snow has caused power outages, school closures, and minor accidents across the region. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
The Associated Press reports Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has approved the first offshore wind farm in the country. An announcement is expected this hour in Massachusetts. The farm is to be built off Cape Cod. It's expected to have 130 turbines and aims to meet 3/4 of the energy needs of Cape Cod. Anti-government protesters in Thailand clashed with security forces just outside Bangkok today. Troops fired both rubber bullets and live ammunition into the air. One soldier was killed in fighting, possibly by friendly fire. 18 people are said to be hurt. Anti-government protesters are trying to force Thailand's prime minister to leave office. Financial markets around the world were sharply lower today on news that Greece's debt has been downgraded to junk status. But on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points at 10,995. This is NPR. President Obama is visiting Illinois and Missouri today. He's discussing economic issues affecting rural America. He's also trumpeting his support for new rules that would regulate Wall Street investment firms. He says unless Congress passes rules reining in the worst financial risks, Americans could face a new financial crisis. The prime ministers of India and Pakistan will hold talks tomorrow. The meeting is seen as another effort to improve relations seriously strained following the deadly attacks in Mumbai in 2008. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The prime ministers of the two nuclear-armed rivals will hold talks on the sidelines of a regional meeting of 8 South Asian nations that is underway in the Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan. Delhi has insisted it would only revive a full dialogue when Islamabad moved more aggressively against the Pakistani militants implicated in the Mumbai attacks. India is also investigating what it calls a serious breach of security after arresting one of its diplomats accused of spying for Pakistan while posted at the Indian embassy in Islamabad. Analysts say there will be no breakthrough at Thursday's meeting of the Indian and Pakistani prime ministers, but rather they hope to keep alive the idea of engagement. The U.S. has urged the two sides to reduce tensions so that Pakistan can concentrate on the threat the Taliban poses to its western border with Afghanistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The International Olympic Committee has stripped China of a bronze medal. It was won at the 2000 Summer Games in Australia by the Chinese women's gymnastics team. The committee said China broke the rules when it allowed a 14-year-old girl to compete on the team. Gymnasts have to be 16 the year they compete. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.